So, Brian, how would you have thought through this situation, 9-centimeter tumor? Did you say the ER
was negative, and the HER2 was amplified by FISH.
Right. How would you have thought this one through, Brian?
We generally give these neoadjuvant. We generally follow something like a Buzdar kind of regimen where we give all the chemo up front. Our own leaning, if anything, is more to give something usually like an AC going on to TH or a FEC going on to TH, and we usually give 4 cycles of each.
But you're not giving the trastuzumab during the anthracycline as Buzdar did?
We didn't. We're not at this moment in time. But my understanding is that there's going to be a publication from Buzdar fairly soon in which the safety of that regimen is confirmed.
So, and just to finish that out then, on patients who have residual tumor and positive nodes, what do you do post-op?
We continue the trastuzumab out for a full year.
And don't add in any other type of chemotherapy?
We do not.
Mark, what did you do in this situation?
We wound up giving her docetaxel, carboplatin, and trastuzumab, and this was at least in part based on a collaboration that we've had with Judith Hurley in Miami, who published a paper in JCO last year showing that in a cohort of similar patients with very large primary tumors, that she had a very respectable pathologic complete response rate with TCH for 6 cycles, followed by a total of 1 year of trastuzumab adjuvant. I think the PathCR rate in that publication, if I remember right, was on the order of 26%, something like that, which compares favorably with any other sort of cytotoxic induction for a locally advanced disease. And considering she achieved that in a cohort of patients with a truly massive median tumor size, we thought that that was quite impressive. And as a result, really had no hesitation recommending that off protocol in this patient. I must mention that we do have a TCH protocol that's still active at our center. This patient lives a great distance away from us and chose not to participate in that particular trial. But even off study, we felt that there was sufficient evidence for the activity of TCH in the neoadjuvant setting to justify its use here.
What happened when she was treated?
She had a fantastic clinical response. She literally had no palpable disease by the time she finished her cytotoxic induction regimen, but on histopathology still had residual disease, multiple foci of residual small areas of invasive disease in the area of the primary, and in addition still had multiple metastases, small by H&E stain, but in multiple axillary lymph nodes. She had several positive axillary lymph nodes despite induction therapy.